seems to me you fellows could stand a little less training from the FBI and a little more from the Actors Studio.
Apparently, the only performance that will satisfy you is when I play dead.
In your very next role, you'll be quite convincing, I assure you.
Yeah, come after a night, some folks will come alive, and others, well, hey, it happens. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? We made it to Friday. I know. I'm excited, too. Hey, yeah, the Oscars, the nominations came out yesterday, and there's so much talk about snubs and surprisers, shockers even. We'll talk. And as far as Mitt Romney goes, looks like he's trying to reboot for a third time. Will it be The Charm? We'll talk about the GOP clown car, as Chris Matthews has coined it. Inspiration to Action Challenge shout-outs, and yeah, we got some great music. Birthday salutes, especially to one ageless, enduring rocker. That's all coming up. Love to get you on the mix, too, if you're listening live on Friday, January 16th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number in motion to 347-857-4505. Get your tin cans and a string together and give me a holler. Twitter feed also available, already getting busy, so says Aurora, who is always so adroit at handling the affairs over there at AB Rights. The show today is being brought to you in part by GoDaddy. It's time to get online with packages starting as low as $1 for email, web design, and domain names, $1 a month. You think that getting online is expensive? You can get online for less, a lot less, with GoDaddy.com. Also brought to you by PopNet. It's arts, culture, conversation, online, on the air. The new improved PopNet. So yeah, I know, after a little holiday hiatus, getting back in the swing full time, it's tough. As for me, from Monday till today, I had Friday on my mind. It's finally here. Kick back with the easy beats as we start the Friday Follies of the Amy Beth Arkwee Show.
Monday morning seems so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. My old man looks good. When they just don't go, when they go too slow, I'm right here on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight.
bunch of those bits and pieces. Dave Clark 5 on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Easy Beats 2, and Friday on My Mind. Indeed, lots of folks on this Friday have Oscars on their mind as the nominations came out yesterday, and lots of buzz and talk about backlashes and snubs and surprises. We'll love you to weigh in, too, of course, at Twitter at AB Writes or the studio line 347-857-4505. The biggest shocker, I guess, was Selma, which was not completely snubbed because it did get one nomination for Best Picture, which is the biggest, but how they did not nominate David Oswelli, who played Dr. Martin Luther King, a phenomenal performance. I just saw the film last weekend, is beyond me. No director nod. Also curious when you have a Best Picture, but you only have five directors nominated, and this year they can go up to 10. They only nominated 8 Best Pictures, one of which was the Grand Budapest Hotel, which led the nominations, tied with Bergman with 9. Don't know how that movie got in, but that's my opinion. A lot of it is subjective, and that's the problem, but what do you think? Selma, of course, had a bit of a backlash before we went into the Oscar, revealing of the Oscar nominations anyway, with the script, and there were some quibbles, the historical accuracy of the portrayal of Lyndon Johnson. Another great performance, by the way, by Tom Wilkinson. The film, I don't know if you saw it yet, is about the struggle for the voting rights in the South, and Dr. King is forefront, but there are a lot of other activists who are not household names who are also in there, and some great performances. So I do urge you to see it. It's a fascinating film, and I think an important one that still resonates through what's going on in our culture today with voter suppression and all of that. But I don't know if it's historically accurate regarding Lyndon Johnson's role and his attitude towards it. They kind of make him seem reluctant and adversarial with Dr. King, and perhaps he wasn't that much in reality. So maybe that played into the backlash. I'm not so sure about that. I don't know. What do you think? There have been a lot of people on social media already talking about the fact that it's racist. I don't know if it's racist, but there is truth that the Academy that does the nominations and the voting is predominantly male, predominantly older. It is getting older. In fact, the average age is 63. It was 62 last year. So it's curious. It's just a curious thing. And, of course, somebody suggested, I just saw a tweet, do we have that one, Aurora, from Cappy, who said, well, last year it was 12 Years the Slave. What do you expect? The implication there, I guess, that, you know, you had a black film last year, so this year we're going to kind of shut it out, which I think is dreadful. Of course, last year, The Butler, which I thought was a fabulous film, got completely shut out, not even a nomination for anything. So you just don't know. It's interesting, but I'd love to hear your take on it. What movies have you seen? I haven't seen some of them, so I can't even comment on their quality. But you can certainly reach out via Twitter at AB Writes or the studio line, 347-857-4505. Looks like we have a caller. Hey there, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Just wanted you to know that Al Sharpton has asked for an emergency meeting early next week in Hollywood with the task force to discuss the possible action around the Academy Awards. He's very disappointed that it's all white.
Well, that'll be a big help. Al Sharpton weighing in. Somehow I'm not so sure that's a good thing, Al, but okay.
I just thought you'd like to know that that came across on
late breaking news.
Yeah,
fascinating.
Right. I thought so, too. I don't know what the task force is. I thought that the members of the Academy get a chance to vote on it. Depending,
yes,
maybe some of them did not see Selma.
Well, you're supposed to see the movies, because with the people who are part of the Academy, they do send out screeners, et cetera, so you're really supposed to do it otherwise. But we do know historically, because I remember years ago, Shelley Winters, may she rest in peace, they interviewed her on the red carpet one time, and she said, I didn't really see any of the films, so I just voted for Good Will Hunting. I mean, so she blurted that out. You're not supposed to. You're technically supposed to see the films, I think.
Right.
It could be a cultural thing. I mean, as I just mentioned, the Academy is, by and large, predominantly white. It is predominantly male. They're getting older. This year, it's the average age is 63 versus 62 last year. So, you know, I mean, who knows? And it is subjective, too, so who knows? I mean, last year, as somebody pointed out, 12 Years a Slave won. So perhaps, you know, they're weighing heavily, you know, going away from black films. I think that's ridiculous, but who knows? You know, I don't know
how they do it, but I don't know why Al Sharpton is requesting an emergency meeting.
Well,
I mean, that's interesting.
For publicity, why else would Al Sharpton be requesting
that? I guess so. I thought that was really something. He's very
upset.
Were
you surprised? Did you see any of the... Well, Selma is a beautiful movie. It's a powerful film. I do recommend it, and there's some great performances.
I didn't see it, but I understand that it's quite good, and I intend to see it, but I haven't seen it yet, but I still say that I don't know where he comes to, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I don't know how David Oswelli, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, is the British actor who plays Dr. Martin Luther King, how he did not get an Oscar nomination. I'm not sure how that worked out. But, you know, there were other people that got snubbed, too, and had nothing to do with race. So,
right.
You know, it can't be
right.
a subjective thing. It's interesting. It's curious. I'm trying to get the list here for actor. Yeah, Steve Carell for Foxcatcher. Bradley Cooper, who I hear is wonderful for American Sniper. He could be the wild card because he's been nominated 3 times in a row and hasn't won yet. Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game. And I think the two that are the front runners, Michael Keaton, who won the Golden Globe for comedy in Birdman. He's the comeback story of the year. And Eddie Redmayne, who won for The Theory of Everything, which I did see in drama. So those are the two that I think to beat. But you could look out for Bradley Cooper, I think. I still don't know how they didn't get David Oswelli in there. But
no,
it didn't happen.
Well, it happens, you know. But we'll
yeah.
see what Al Sharpton can do at the emergency meeting.
I'll be waiting for that one, that's for sure. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you. Okay. So there you go. 347-857-4505. Twitter feed, too, at AB Writes. Al Sharpton trying to get into the mix. Well, listen, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. It's tough out there in Tinseltown. Michael Bublé should know.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star, with blue eyed bunnies in your bed? Don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. I don't want to take you dancing when you're dancing with the world. You can flash your caviar into me.
get no rest. Don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go.
That day, fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go.
Took my time,
'cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound. Took a look around and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go.
People play from Hollywood to Washington. The Spinners on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show, and Michael Bublé with Your Ticket to Tinseltown. Getting kind of dangerous with the Oscar nominations yesterday. Snub surprises reach out at A.B. Wright. Some controversy surrounding the lack of diversity in the Academy and the quote-unquote whiteness of the nomination list, as Al Sharpton is getting set to take on Hollywood. Oy. Tell us your view at A.B. Wright's. Some folks chiming in. Peplo, I love this one. This is a great tweet. He says, hey, the Lego movie got shut out. Should action figures start picketing? Yeah. And Sonia says, no one's entitled to a nomination. Well, yeah, that's true. Allegedly, you earn it, and it's all a matter of subjectivity, too, so I don't really know how you get around that. There were other people that were snubbed, too. What about Jennifer Aniston? She didn't make the cut for Best Actress. People were talking about her phenomenal role in Cake. The leading role Oscars actress list continues. The surprise one, I guess, was Marion Cotillard for 2 Days, 1 Night, which is also, interestingly enough, about a woman battling depression, as is the Jennifer Aniston role in Cake. Felicity Jones, The Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore, Still Alice, Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl, and Reese Witherspoon for Wild. I think the big money here is on Julianne Moore. In fact, that probably is. There's always one Oscar that seems like a sure thing. This could be the one, Still Alice. I haven't seen it. I read the book, and I'm really curious to see how she does in this role. She's a great actress. She's been nominated. I think this is her third or fourth nomination. So she's due, and of course she did win the Golden Globe. So we'll see what happens. Amy Adams, who also won the Golden Globe for the best comedy performance in Big Eyes, was also shut out. So, you know, there are people that are snubbed for various reasons. It just works out that way. Here's the list of the best pictures. Again, they could go up to 10. They only picked 8, and they are American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash. I would say the early money is on Boyhood because it was 12-plus years in the making, and it's got some great reviews. We'll see what happens. Some people like The Grand Budapest Hotel. Somebody who Billy just tweeted us the top three movies of the year, according to Wall Street Journal: Boyhood, American Sniper, and Grand Budapest Hotel. Who knew? Not my liking, but a lot of people love that movie. Reach out. Tell us your favorites and who you thought got snubbed. Davey writes on the Twitter feed, or, of course, 347-857-4505. Hey, the Razzies got overlooked again. Their nominations came out on Wednesday. I'm delighted to mention I haven't seen any of these films, but the worst picture nominations in the Razzies: Kirk Cameron, Saving Christmas, Left Behind, The Legend of Hercules, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers, Age of Extinction. Worst actor, Nicolas Cage in Left Behind, Kirk Cameron in Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. He's got to get it just because he puts his name in the title of the film. And Kelly and Lutz for The Legend of Hercules. Also Seth MacFarlane, A Million Ways to Die in the West, and Adam Sandler in Blended. Adam Sandler is always, he's like the king of the Razzies, I think. Worst actress, Drew Barrymore for Blended, Cameron Diaz, The Other Woman, and Sex Tape. So she's got two, she's tied for the two bad roles in one year. Melissa McCarthy, Tammy, Charlize Theron, A Million Ways to Die in the West, and Jaya Weiss, The Legend of Hercules. So I haven't seen any of these movies, can't comment, but I'm rooting for the Kirk Cameron movie because he puts his name in the title. What's your take on the Razzies? 347-857-4505, or, of course, at the Twitter feed at AB Writes. Reach out. We'll talk about other things as well, including politics. It seems so early for most of us, right? I mean, I guess I'm becoming a political junkie and a media junkie, so I tend to talk about it too. But the political pundits, man, they're so crazed over the 2016 presidential race. Hillary is waiting in the wings, hasn't announced. But everyone is jumping into the fray on the Republican side, all because of one guy, Mike Huckabee, who bagged his lucrative Fox gig to ponder a run for the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, as we know, several of the Republican candidates have dipped their toes in the waters of moderation and are therefore not fit to lead this party down the path of right. And I have seen a vision. I said I have seen a vision. Let me tell you a little about it. When the GOP's in times of trouble, Jerry Falwell comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, Huckabee. And in our dark hour, he is standing right in front of me. There will be an answer, Huckabee. Now, voters of Super Tuesday, voters who have an evangelical persuasion, I think it is time. I said, I think it is time that we have a Baptist minister in the White House. Can I have an amen? Thank you, brothers and sisters. It is now my supreme privilege to introduce to you the most reverend Mike Huckabee. GOP, hear my plea, it is me, Huckabee. I am standing next to G.O.D. He'll proudly show the Ten Commandments, though Bill Clinton questioned me. Isn't that one too many? Not for me. I threw my halo in the ring now. Ask yourself and you'll agree. Who would Jesus vote for? Huckabee. I was blind, now I see. Huckabee, yeah, Huckabee. Float like a butterfly, but sing like a Huckabee.
Keep your head. I want to give a party up here.
Bells were ringing, the night they drove old Dixie down,
Bob Dylan, Try and Catch the Wind. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, a pair of belated birthday wishes. David Bowie, Young Americans, back when he was, celebrated 68 candles in the cake last week. And Joan Baez also celebrated last week, number 74, for the night that drove Old Dixie down. Both still sound and looking good all these years later. And, of course, we're off to the political races. Run for Your Life from the Beatles and the Capitol Steps, taking on Huckabee, the guy who got a firestorm started just by resigning his lucrative Fox gig and saying he was thinking about running. Interestingly enough, it started a whole bunch of other folks throwing their GOP hats maybe into the ring. They're all considering it. Nobody has declared yet. Still too early for that nonsense. But Jeb Bush resigning all his various boards and making some inroads. Of course, the big albatross around his neck, his last name. I mean, after two failed Bush presidencies, do we really want another one? Father didn't do fare too well, but the brother, seriously, a disaster we're still trying to shovel out of. And, of course, unfortunately for Jeb, some of the right-wing types think he's too liberal. So we'll see what happens. But Mitt Romney was the biggest one that has gotten such a backlash, I guess it is. He thought he would create a sensation when he made an announcement the other day in a speech that he was thinking about it. Don't rule him out. At a donor luncheon, I guess. He's set to speak again today. I think it's today or sometime this weekend. They're having their annual GOP confab out in San Diego, and he's going to have to make a pitch for himself, it seems, because the editorials are springing up on the right side of the pond here that people don't want him. Wall Street Journal yesterday said, if Mitt Romney is the answer, what's the question? Rupert Murdoch, who, of course, owns the Wall Street Journal and Fox News, came out and said that he thinks he was a disastrous candidate, so no can do for number three. Jonah Goldberg, the conservative columnist and commentator, wrote a piece yesterday. One of the comments was, Mitt Romney thinks is an art film that thinks it's a blockbuster with a third sequel. Ouch. So, you know, he's going around, I guess, making speeches, and he's warmly welcomed in certain circles, and he thinks he's got another shot at recreating himself and reinventing himself. I don't think it'll happen. His wife, in fact, Anne, was quoted as saying, if he runs, he'll be the first divorced Mormon to make a go of it. I don't think so. I think it's a question of her protesting too much, if you know what I mean. The problem is she wants to be coronated. I think they want to be anointed. You know, I'm the next one. I'm the one who can the great savior and that kind of thing. It's not going to happen because there are too many people who want in. Rand Paul said, I like Mitt Romney. He's a nice man. He's a generous man. But he's, and I'm glad he's in the party, but he's an elder of the party. Ouch. And it's time for new blood. So people really want him to step aside and, you know, believe. He's believing his own hype, I guess. And all this kind of nonsense where there was a poll that said, you know, a month after the election, if the election was held today, people would rather have Mitt Romney. You know, you can't go back. You can't rely on old polls. And you, by the way, you're not running against President Obama. He'll be done by the end. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's so early for this kind of stuff. People love to speculate in the media and the political chattering class, but it is way too early because think back to 2006. Nobody thought President Obama would be President Obama, if you know what I mean. So there could be another candidate who could emerge. I'm thinking maybe Michelle Bachmann may make a comeback or Sarah Palin or a Palin-Bachmann ticket. Ooh, yeah, I am the Pied Piper of crazy.
With your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me.
Hey, come on, baby.
I'm side.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
And father will be pacing the
just
floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please
well,
don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Say, your hair looks swell.
Ought to say no, no,
you
no,
mind if
sir.
I move in a little closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Now what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh, baby,
say.
Don't hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside. Ooh, I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Honey, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
lucky that you dropped
so nice
in.
And warm.
Look out that window. Take a look at that storm. Waves upon a tropical
my
shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
You know your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees up.
You've
there.
Really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
my hand.
But
don't you see?
How can you do this thing
there's
to me? Of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
Least there will be plenty implied.
If you're caught pneumonia and I
really can't
get
say.
Over that old doubt.
Ah, oh, but it's cold.
Perfect day. I love LA. We love it.
For Al Sharpton as he takes his task force on the lack of diversity and the whiteness of the Oscars to Hollywood next week. On the Emmy Bethurkowitz Show, also the theme song for this winter, at least for those of us in the Northeast and Midwest, most of the country, maybe not L.A., Baby It's Cold Outside, classic version from Stephen Eady. And yeah, my theme song some of these days, Crispin St. Peter and Pied Piper, that's me, the Pied Piper of crazy. Lots of folks busy. Aurora is hopping over there at the Twitter feed today. People talking Oscars and Mitt Romney and the GOP. I don't know, Mitt. Art says Mitt Romney running for president again was the opener greeted by laughter by U.S. Domestic Politics Hour panel on NPR. And Max says, please run again, Mitt. Watching you self-destruct and stumble around with quotes that even make the fringe cringe will be a hoot. Romney 2016. We're off to the races, as they say. Hey, I have an idea. Maybe Mitt and Al Sharpton can team up and come up with something. Interesting coalition. Hey, who knows? New year, let's be friends. Here's Springsteen and the Amy Beth Arquay Show.
Figure out when. quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Is Dancing in the Moonlight, Springsteen 2, and Let's Be Friends on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, our Friday Follies edition, with people chiming in about Mitt Romney and the whole GOP clown car collective, as well as, of course, the Oscars. Twitter busy on both fronts as far as Romney goes. Let's see what we have here. The BBC News reporting that Obama on a potential Romney 2016 campaign. I have no comment. Susie says Mitt Romney a no-go run, Hillary run. Well, we'll see what happens. She's got to throw her hat into the ring in order for that to happen, but we still have a long way to go, as they say. Indeed. Inspiration to Action Challenge shout-out today goes to Lenore in Charlottesville, Virginia. She says, you know, it's been stop and go with me regarding the Inspiration Challenge. I started, I think, when you first announced it. I quickly abandoned it, started it again a few months later, abandoned that, but I have been doing it in earnest for the last 6 or 7 months, I think, and I really see the point of it. It does shake up my point of view and gets me into a more creative mindset. It's working. I'm so grateful. I'm painting again and considering an exhibition for the first time in a very long time. So thank you. Well, thank you, Lenore. I appreciate it. I'm glad it's working for you. And sometimes you do take a stumble and you got to get back on the horse, so to speak, but it can work for you. I hope it can. And I think it can. If it has worked for you, reach out. I will give you a shout-out, and I hope it'll help other folks, too. Reach out to the website, amybetharkowee.com. Here's how it works, though, for those who forgot or you never were plugged into it. Get yourself an old-fashioned notebook, and just for the first 2 weeks, the first step is to write down every single day one thing that brings you sheer joy, one thing that inspires you, and one thing for which you are grateful. And then you weave in 2 or 3 times a week, I'd say, an act of kindness that you have bestowed upon someone or someone has bestowed upon you. Do that every single day, weekends too, for the first 2 weeks, and then we'll start talking about goal setting and action plans after that, okay? If you'd like a more personal approach, I'd love to give you a creativity coaching conversation. The first one is always on me. Again, reach out to the website, amybetharkwe.com. Give me a week or so to get back to you, and we will definitely talk. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, we're always looking for compelling storytellers. Reach out to the website. Trudy is busy with the big book. We're pretty much set for January, the rest of the month, but February and March, I'm starting to get booked up, but pretty wide open still. Coming up on Tuesday, you'll meet Paige Crutcher, a journalist turned YA author. Her novel, The Odyssey of Falling, is out now. And she'll talk about why she went the indie route. She's self-published, and she'll talk about her journey and the pros and cons for both novice authors and established writers as well in the ever-changing publishing landscape. So that's coming up on Tuesday. Next Friday, you'll meet again the Swedish country sensation Hicks. He comes back with his new single, and we'll catch up with what he's been doing since we last chatted oh so many months back. Things change, and quickly for some folks who are on the right path, and I think he is. We'll talk about that, get you in the mix, of course, throughout the day or days ahead. Let's salute our birthday boy, the enduring, ageless rocker, Roderick David Stewart, a.k.a. Rod Stewart, celebrated number 70, wow, on January 10th. And we go all the way back to his first album, Every Picture Tells a Story, in 1971, and this great classic, Mandolin Wind. Happy birthday, Rod.
Noticing your face was thin and pale. I found it hard to hide my tears. I felt ashamed, I felt I'd let you down. No mandolin wind couldn't change a thing. Couldn't change a thing. No, no.
Just love.
of a helicopter, babe. Flames are getting higher. The effigy is burning down the bridges of my memory. Love may still be alive somewhere, somewhere. Where they're down and only dear, 100 steel pounds away. What a rhythm of my heart is beating like a drum. With the words I love you rolling off my tongue. No, never will I roam, for I know my place is home. Where the ocean meets the sky, I'll stand. Photographs, carrots, light up my darkness. Light it up, light it up, light it up. I can still feel a touch of your thin blue jeans. Running down the alley, I've got my eyes all over you, baby. Oh, baby.
Hard to believe, Rhythm of My Heart, Motown song, and harkening back to the early days from 1971, and Mandolin Wind, which he says it was the coldest winter in 14 years. Feels like that out here, but according to a NASA Oceanic Administration study, in 2014 was the hottest year in record of 135 years of record keeping, with average land and ocean temperatures at 58.24 degrees. Doesn't feel like it for where I'm sitting today, but we'll talk in the summer. Hey, thanks so much for talking with us live via phone and very busy at Twitter. Aurora was working her fanny off today. Appreciate the hard work in the booth from Aurora and Trudy. And ML, of course, at TCS headquarters, thank you so much. We'll do it again, of course. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Whatever you do this weekend, please be careful and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. I'm going to catch up on some movies, so for now we'll say goodbye to Hollywood with Billy Joel. Take care. Friend us on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at AB Rights. Oh, and Trudy, too, at Radio Trudy. Thank you.
Say goodbye to Hollywood. know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. Cast out a Hollywood and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem quite as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're with your baby, last row in the balcony.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?